y'all need a pet stop.
You know what time it is? People 6:30 on our radio show.
I want to wait. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you for our radio show. And I'm your host, Chris. Long Jack and Live. And every night, it's 32. All right, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully y'all had a good day. And if you didn't, y'all already know God is still God. Well, well, well. I don't know about y'all, but I just finished watching that good old football Army-Navy game. And in all those years, they finally defeated them. Now that was a game. That was a good game. 21-17, Army finally did it. Finally beat Navy. I know they was happy. You see how they ran on the field. But if y'all didn't see it, y'all missed a good game. Because that was a hell of a game. One hell of a game. Well, definitely want to, just let you know the phone lines are open. The number to call in is 323-642-1559. That's 323-642-1559. Like I say, I value your feedback, your comments, anything you have to offer. It's all, I value all of it. Well, let's see. Enjoying life and remaining optimistic. That's one thing we got to do. Definitely got to enjoy life no matter what life hands us, because life is going to hand us a whole lot of different things. So we just got to know how to handle each situation as it comes. Now I know, sometimes we don't know how to handle certain situations. That's why we have to think before we act. It's very, very important that we don't act off of impulse. We definitely have to think before we act. It's imperative. Hopefully everyone can hear me, because I know I've been having a lot of callers who were telling me that they, couldn't hear me and different things were happening. So I'm just praying that you can hear me now. Definitely want to, just keep you all encouraged, especially with what's going on in our nation now. Everyone that seems to be in turmoil, I'm not going to say that, I just want to make sure everybody remains optimistic through this unusual situation we have going on within our nation. When I say unusual, I mean unusual, because as long as I've been on this earth, to experience an election like that, it was definitely interesting, very interesting. But not even that. We have our own stuff going on right here in Delaware. And I mean, the main purpose for this show, is to shine light on Delaware's corruption, to inform, to encourage, and to motivate the citizens of Delaware as well as the world of what's going on or has been going on. A change is definitely needed in the laws of Delaware. They are pretty much for the officials and not for the people. Now, I know when laws were made, it was made to be beneficial towards those that were pretty much the officials. It doesn't seem like the people don't benefit from it at all. I mean, the only reason I can say that is because I've been a victim of the laws in Delaware, unfortunately. But that's why I said you have to remain optimistic, and that's one thing you can do is fight for what is right. Now, one thing I don't do, I don't promote violence. So you definitely have to fight for what's right. And, I mean, it's your God-given right to be able to fight for what's right. So, You got to do what you got to do, because that's one thing you need to know. No one's going to look out for you like you. So it's important to fight for your rights. I mean, I'm a firm believer in that. We have to be advocates for our children, because we're the ones that have to teach them life skills and different things like that in order to succeed in life and to be able to take care of themselves. Now, I know it's a lot of people who say, oh, well, it's nothing to do in Delaware. Well, you know, Delaware is really the retirement state. Yes, we have a lot of colleges around here, but still, it's still not enough for the college kids to do. That's why they do so much on the campus. It's pretty much not much to do down here. You have to still know how to enjoy life, even if you don't have a whole lot of money. Because a lot nowadays, people aren't getting paid a whole lot. You have some who are, and you have some who are not. But if you're not, you still have to learn how to enjoy life. Well, even if it's the simple pleasures of just cooking food, because, you know, food is good for the soul now. The nourishment for the body is good, but it's good for the soul. So whether it's cooking food or listening to music or finding a place where they, you know, play good music, you don't have to have a whole lot of money to enjoy life. You can enjoy life just by doing the simple things that you love, that warms your heart and makes you feel good when you're doing it, whether it's taking a walk in the park or bike riding or hunting, whatever. Well, not really. Yeah, you know you have some hunters, but, you know. But like I said, whatever it may be, just know that you don't always need money to enjoy having a good time. Even when it comes to children, just by spending time. Spending time is the most important thing you can do with a loved one. Children, your partner, your mate, whoever it may be, just spending time. That's how you show love. It's not always about, oh, buy me this, buy me that, buy me this. You have some people who are like that, but you have some people who are not. So it just depends on who you surround yourself with, point blank. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't need a whole lot of money to show love. Showing love is just by the little things that you do. So just got to... You know, just got to know how to enjoy life and spread your time as much as you can. Oh, Delaware needs laws. Well, where should I start? This show was basically created to, like I said, to shine light on Delaware's corruption. Got a lot of stuff going on within Kent County Family Courthouse. With Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who is a new commissioner, Joyne L. Harris I, which is a bailiff that works at Kent County Family Courthouse. Now, these two, Gretchen was my former attorney, who Governor Jack Markell allowed to drop me because of her new appointed position. Now, that's another thing that I do don't think it's right for myself or no one else. Delaware should not allow anyone who's going into a judicial or new position to be able to drop their client, especially when you're telling them that the lawyer has already taken money after the fact of knowing, you know, that you're going into this position and not informing the client. So I really don't understand how they can do that, but my opinion, it's just not right. They definitely need to revamp their laws, because the laws are very old. Oh my goodness, they're older than dirt. Older than dirt, straight up. But that's how it is, it seems. Even when you're in the family courts, family courts, it's not geared towards helping the children, it seems. It's just geared towards the adult, and that should not be whatsoever. That should definitely not be. Things just have to change. I mean, it takes one sometimes, but definitely have to change certain things that's going on within Delaware. Now, like I told you yesterday, a state representative was filing a motion to up the age of the age to 18 instead of 16, that a student doesn't have to, you know, register for school. To be honest, I'm glad they're doing it at 18, because at 16, that's too young. They should be in school, getting an education, because without an education, what are you going to do? I mean, it's hard nowadays if you don't have an education. Education is very, very, very important. So I support education, because without knowledge, I mean, because that's what you're getting when you're in school. You're getting that knowledge that you need for in today's society. You also need the life skills also, but at the same time, you definitely need that basic knowledge that when you go to school, that it teaches. Stay on them kids. Make sure they go to school. I know it's hard if they get, you know, when you start getting to high school, but the reward is so, so, so much better. It just feels good when you know you got that certificate, you graduated, you get, you know, you graduate from eighth grade, and you go on to the next level, you go to the high school, and then you get the high school certificate saying that you graduated, your diploma. What greater feeling is it? I mean, as parents, we're here to encourage our children. So that's what we have to do. We just got to encourage them. Let them know that, you know what I mean, as a child, as a kid, that's your job, is to go to school and get them good grades. And you know what I mean? And you have to understand the feeling. You gotta ask them, how do they feel? Of course they're going to feel good. You know what I mean? Getting those good grades. But, you know, some kids are like, oh, well, what do I get for this? It's not about getting. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. If I feel like rewarding you for that on top of, you know, giving you high praises, fine. That's what we can do. But otherwise than that, I don't have to pay you for no A's and B's and stuff like that. That's what you're supposed to get, boo-boo. I'll be hearing it sometimes from my own. Well, they know not to even ask, to be honest. They know, you know what I mean? That's their job. That's what you're supposed to do. And that's what it is. So, just got to keep pushing our kids. Just got to keep, you know, it's very important that we do invest in our kids' futures, because, I mean, our kids are the future. They are the future. They're the next generation. So without us investing in their future, what are they going to have? No future. So it makes sense. So definitely got to push them towards, you know, doing whatever they got to want to do. You want to go, you want to learn to be a chef, fine. That means you need to go cooking school, or you need to be cooking in the house every single day. You need to be making a meal, something. I mean, they say practice makes perfect. It starts at home. That's one thing you got to know. It starts at home, whether it's praying, whether it's being thankful, whether it's being nice, kind. Everything starts at home. I mean, you can tell a person who comes from a hostile environment because their attitude is so hostile towards you. And you just never know what a person's going through. So that's another thing. You definitely got to be mindful of the things we say to people, because even us as grown-ups, you know, when we encounter other people, it's definitely important that we watch what we say. I mean, we are the ones that teach life to others, because it's what we're going to get in return, period. And sometimes we might get some stuff that we didn't even put out, but at the end of the day, that's life. We still got to remain optimistic throughout all situations that life gives us, because either way, you just have to know how to handle these life situations. That's all. And it's not easy. And it definitely takes patience, and it takes trial and error, because nobody is perfect and there's no rule book to life. All we can do is take heed to others who have been through certain situations that we might be going through, because that's one thing you can do. You cannot learn nothing from somebody who has not went through it. Be mindful of that. If they haven't went through it, you don't need to be taking no advice from them. That defeats the purpose of advice. How can you get advice from someone who has not been through what you're going through? And that's another thing. Got to be mindful who we speak to about our issues, because you just never know when it comes to people. People are, sometimes people are a piece of work. It's just, you just got to be careful. That's all. Just got to be careful. But, I'm still hype about the game, trying to wind down off of that football game. Let's see. In Delaware. So y'all got to be, like I told you, you have the Philly, the Kent County Philly Courthouse. That has a lot of foolishness going on. And, I mean, they've already been in the papers. I believe it was January 2014 for not pretty much the article pretty much summed it up as having open or closed court. Now, they are trying to get it to be open court so the public can be made aware of what is transpiring during the court hearing. Now, that is definitely something I would be in favor of, for the simple fact is it's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors. Take, for instance, myself. Every time I've asked for a change of venue for a case, I couldn't get it until April of 2015, when all the judges recused themselves off of the case. Now, that was just what you call plain foolishness. I appreciate them finally getting themselves off of the case, but at the same time, the only reason they did is because of the allegation made, of the statement that was made against Mr. The public definitely needed to know, because you never know what kind of person he might be behind closed doors. I mean, no one knows. No one knows. Definitely had to let the public be made aware so they can make their own decisions on when it comes to Kent County Family Court, because that's one thing I'm not going to do is tell anybody what to do. Nobody has a right to tell anyone what to do, but everybody has a right to freedom of speech and to voice themselves. So, I myself, I'm just totally against Kent County Family Court, because they are biased against me as well as corrupt, very corrupt. And you have some workers there that do not allow you to pretty much get past them. They don't want you to get past them whatsoever. And I'm just like, to the workers, Ms. Denise and Ms. Janae, you do not own Kent County Family Court. Because the same thing you can do, which is direct phone calls, someone else can do better than you and has a nicer attitude. So I'm hoping that the supervisor or the director addresses that situation, plays it there, because they are reported. And a lot of these places, when you call, and you ask them questions, you keep asking them questions, they don't like it. They say, oh, well, you're loud or something. Nobody's loud, just a very straightforward. And a lot of people don't like straightforward people, but, I mean, that's what makes this unique. That's what makes the world unique. So it shouldn't even matter if you're straightforward. Keep doing what you're doing. We need a lot more straightforward people. We don't have time to be playing games. Life is no game whatsoever. So definitely keep doing what you're doing, period. Want to, you know, keep your encouraged, especially through his Trump presidency, because it's not easy. It's not easy with the things that he says and stuff like that. And, I mean, that just goes to show you the difference of people from President Barack Obama to Trump. You see the difference of how people are once you have faith and once you don't have faith. So if you have faith, you see what comes out of that. A lot of humility, a lot of peace, a lot of love, and understanding. And with our president-elect, we have a lot of peace, a lot of prayer, a lot of understanding, because it's not going to be easy. It's already not easy, but this is who is the governor-elect. This is the president elected. So we're just going to have to see how things go and exercise our right to freedom of speech if needed. And I know a lot has been transpiring going on surrounding that, but please just remain optimistic. You know, just pray on the situation. They say when one or more pray, it shall come to pass. So just pray on the situation that God intercedes into his heart and his mind for him to do what he has to do for the nation, for us, not for himself. Because when you have a lot of selfish people in the world, and when selfishness takes over, it is not a pretty place. So just pray for him. If that's all you can do. That's one thing we got to stop doing. We judge. Yes, a lot of us judge. There's only one judge in this world, and that's the one that is above us. So my thoughts and prayers are with everyone. My show is winding down. I'm not going to be before you too long because lately under the weather. Hopefully my voice didn't sound too raspy or hoarse on here, but I've been drinking my tea. So I'm going to leave it at that, and y'all just join in. Y'all sign on each and every night. Please follow so you can get your reminders that when the show starts at 6:30 p.m. And, you know, each and every night, 6:30 p.m., broadcasting live. If you want to call in, if you want to voice your opinion, by all means, let me know. I thank you for listening. God bless you, and have a beautiful evening.